also very much participate in something called the Alliance for Clinical Trials in Oncology Breast Cancer, and there's a committee that you have a very important role in. Can you tell us about what you're doing and what this Alliance for Clinical Trials in Oncology Breast Cancer is?
Sure. So the National Cancer Institute also invests in what are called national cooperative groups. These are essentially big structures to do clinical research broadly across the nation. There are four of them in adult oncology. The Alliance is one of them. Within the Alliance, there are hundreds of participating institutions. Some are academic medical centers. Some are private practices that just want the opportunity to participate in practice-changing research. So this is not the kind of research that's done. So at UNC, we do a lot of trials that are pilots where we're testing new things and seeing what looks like it's going to be beneficial for patients. These are, once you've gone through that process and you think something looks really promising, it goes into the national level. And these are essentially the kind of trials that change what I do tomorrow when I go to clinic. So I have the pleasure of being one of the new co-chairs of the Breast Committee for the Alliance, which means that, you know, we help decide what are going to be the next trials, where are our gaps, what do we want to encourage, what do we want to invest in, and then when the trials are done, we help design them and then we deliver them. So I lead it with a colleague who is a specialist in what we call health services research. So she's a particular expert in how is cancer disseminated and where are the gaps in how patients are actually treated in real life. So she is, in a sense, my bookend. I do think this is it's a terrific opportunity, and we're going to do our best to take great advantage of it. I'll give as an example the kind of thing that we can do, because I led one of the most recent Alliance studies where we were asking a question about the best way to treat HER2-positive breast cancer. And we did a trial where we were testing either taking two drugs against HER2 or one drug in addition to the standard chemotherapy. But when we designed it so that all the patients in the study, and there were 400 of them, would also have biopsies for research. And we sent the biopsies to, we did some of the research on it, Chuck Peru, my colleague and his collaborators, and we did deep genetic evaluations. And interestingly, we found that while the drugs were sort of important in whether the cancer responded or not, actually, there were a whole bunch of factors that were specific to the tumor or to the what we call the microenvironment, the area around the cancer, the immune cells and things like that, that were actually even more important. So that gives us a roadmap for asking smarter questions, not just questions about drugs, but actually designing trials and trying to be much more rational in how we, if we're going to give more therapy to someone, we better make sure that they need it. And if somebody doesn't need that much therapy, for example, if we can omit chemotherapy, then we should learn how to do that. So that's the kind of thing that I would like for us to continue to do.
There are lots of clinical trials at UNC, lots of clinical trials at Lineberg. Why would a patient want to participate in a clinical trial? What is in it for them?
Oh, well, you know, there's a couple of big reasons that patients should participate in clinical trials. The first is that it may give them access to something that they would not have access to otherwise. I mean, our hot new drugs are tested in clinical trials first, and until they're approved, you have to be on a clinical trial in order to receive them. I think an even more practical reason for many patients is that, you know, I mentioned the market improvement in breast cancer outcome over the years. By participating in trials, we've gotten smarter and smarter. So the trials are usually our best idea for what we think is going to improve over standard of care. So by being in the trial, you can be part of that. Moreover, all of my patients that I treat now, most of their therapy is guided by the trials that went before. So there's also an altruistic element. By participating in a trial, you know, you're helping the person who's going to be sitting in your seat next year, the year after, or 5 years down the road. And that's a very real benefit for us as a community. I mean, we really depend on our patients to be our partners in this. Trials is a very good way to do that. So it's a